Welcome back to the number one podcast done on a balcony, Wins Lunch. I'm always the same person I always am, Spencer.
I am Matheson.
And we're back on the balcony. We missed a week.
We did.
And it's not good.
Sometimes you're a square peg and you're a round hole,
and
you know?
I think we entered that universe a little bit.
Yeah.
But enough about pegs and holes. we got a guest today. You might have seen him. You might have seen him on your For You page on TikTok, like I did. You might have heard him on the radio. Also, I just want to add, his voice isn't the only handsome thing about him. Let's make some noise for Brew on the radio, coming from the back of the room.
Thank you.
Thank you. My voice is my money maker. That's his money maker.
Hope that was the most dramatic introduction
that
or like
actually absolutely
walk
was.
Up
I'm gonna start by explaining what just happened for anybody listening to audio only.
Oh yeah.
Brew was at the back of the balcony, which is the VIP section.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice.
Yeah, and
it's pretty nice.
We were joking and said service. Yeah, start off camera and then come in, and he actually did. And for that we need a cheers for that, because
cheers up. Oh, bug is out.
Yep
empty,
yep.
But you know, we'll get there.
Cheers, brother.
Yeah,
a little bit of cat hair in there, it's all
thank
right.
you for doing this.
Well, thanks, guys, for having me out.
Dude.
I mean, I met you minutes ago.
Yes.
I met Spencer via socials about mm-hmm. a day ago.
Yep.
And look at us now, best
and this
friends.
This is spontaneity at its best.
That's why I love life. Why I love L.A.
Yeah. That's the best thing about L.A. And I texted you, and I almost didn't text you because I have a lot of people that are like last-minute people, and I'm not really that much of a last-minute person. I love plans, and I texted Brew and I said, hey, this is a little wild, but what are you doing in a couple hours? And he goes, I just got some stuff to get done. Then
I lied. I had nothing. I just didn't want to seem like
you want to see where it's going.
Didn't want to seem like I had no life living out here. But no, I did have a couple things, errands, and you know, I love it. Why not? Why push it back? You know, you said you're filming a music video this week.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, dude, For anybody who doesn't know, Brew is obviously on the radio, and
yeah,
it's
I'm
going
to hijack this.
You literally switched that into an interview like that. So you get a music video. How's
so, tell me your deepest, darkest secrets about the music industry. No.
Let's do that, actually. Shit. That would be great.
Dude, I can't get into that. not really. It's just shitty people. Like,
yeah.
That's,
oh, I know.
Yeah. I've never had any horrible things happen. I'm going down this road, and I'm going to veer to the left. We're going to go down.
I wanted to really bad.
We're going to go down fun road.
Okay, let's go down fun road.
Not dark road.
Brew, what's the most fun you've ever had in your entire life? Be honest. 5, 4, 3, 2,
right now, this
one.
Moment. This exact moment on this balcony with this mug. Do I get to keep the mug?
No, dude. Maybe.
No.
Maybe. We'll see.
So
how
you're
goes.
Saying every guest drinks out of this, and like, you probably haven't washed it. It was a little sticky.
Michael Jordan drank it.
Wow. You've had him on for the, what was that show he did? The Last Dance?
Yeah. To promote that.
Wow. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Michael Jordan came here, you know.
Why is that so funny to believe?
Became personal.
He did.
Yeah, I know. It's not that funny.
Obama?
Yeah.
All four of them, separately.
For two different elections it came on.
It was crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
So what's this podcast about? Like, I'm genuinely curious because, like I said, I met you a day ago.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you were in the podcast realm. What made you get into a podcast? And by the way, I'm going to literally ask questions.
Dude, I'm not going to fight it.
Don't worry
about
it.
I'm literally not going to fight you hijacking the interview. What got us into doing a podcast is, I've always been a fan of podcasts. Like, I love them. And I've always kind of wanted to do one, and Matheson has as well. And when the pandemic hit, I couldn't, like, write a song. I couldn't do anything creative. So I was like, I need an outlet. And we just kind of went for it. And, you know, now we're 53-ish episodes deep. And we've been doing it for a year now. Almost a year coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And
Yeah,
it was a we have talked about this before, which is my famous line.
Precursor but, King.
But it really was like a creativity saver, you know, when everyone was just weird at the beginning of the pandemic, which rightfully so. I was definitely weird. No one knew what was going on. So it gave us some regularity and just a creative outlet.
Like, did you feel like there was just like, I really don't want to talk about the pandemic either, but like, I just felt nothing, dude.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I'm like an introvert anyways, so it wasn't too bad for the first like 6 months. I was like, this is nice. Like, that's what I do anyways. I love people. I mean, being a radio person, like, you're so stimulated all the time with like people interaction. So I was like, I was loving it for a little bit. And then, you know, you get burnt out by doing nothing. But
because you need, it's like one of the pillars of being in person is being around other beings, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whether you like it or not, at some point, it's so unhealthy not to be. Like, humans in all, since the beginning of time, have been around other humans. Maybe not the first human, but let's not get caught up in semantics.
Let's not get caught up in the simulation. So, anyways.
But you enjoy it? You love doing, like, a podcast and stuff? Like,
I really like
with it?
Oh, of course. I mean, we were talking about this the other day with my dad, actually. But it really is just, like, I don't even think about it anymore. I don't worry about it. It's just like,
yeah, we have a
we're
going to
do it. It's going to be fun.
You're high right now, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was offered drugs as I walked in. I will not lie for the record. No. But were the first ones, like, awful? Like, your first podcast? Was it just like?
Not really.
No?
I mean, they were like, we're a lot better for sure. But
we've gotten so much better. Yeah. And in life, it's made our talking, like, my talking skills to, like, friends and new people, like, so much better and not as awkward, where I think a lot of people got more awkward not talking to people in the last year.
Right.
Oh, we've gotten like better at it, weirdly. The first one was like, if you listen back, it's like, it's not great, but, like, you know, you learn. Mm-hmm. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You just learn by doing it. And it was,
God, dude, you are baked. I've never seen you so like, yeah, and it's just
really mellow. It's a Sunday night, Memorial Day weekend.
I don't mind it.
You guys working tomorrow, or what is work like for you? Do you have a schedule? You're just chilling until shows start up again.
I'm not like regular musicians. I get up very early. I like to get a lot of, like, I usually work out by like 8 a.m. and, like, I like to, like, have a morning, you know, where a lot of my musician friends, not everybody, are kind of like get up at 11, you know, night owls like you. And I don't know, man, I definitely have stuff.
I wish it was morning person. There's a thing. Yeah, I don't know, tips waking up early. Is it just sleeping, going to bed early? Because
you just got to push through that first 6 minutes. Like, you just got to stand up. It's so bad sometimes.
Stand up,
it's so hard. Stand up. It's so hard to do it sometimes, but you just got to yell that. And
there is something to be said. I will agree with that, because I think, especially like when we're on the road and we've slept for 72 minutes total. And, like, I mean, we also do have to leave. Like, it's not a negotiable thing, but there is something to be said about just like, I just like, just get up, just stand up.
There's motivation behind it when you're like, you have to get up, or you're excited for something. Like, remember those middle school field trips where you're like, you just have your clothes laid out.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You wake up so early, ready to roll.
I remember when I would get so stoked when, like, the first two classes were like movie. It was like movie day in those classes. Like, I can't fucking wait to get to movie day.
Motivation's different.
Yeah, dude.
Movie day. Huh?
School plays for me.
Yep.
Assemblies. Oh yeah, I was in a lot of them. But when we had like our first, like, you'd always do, like, school plays on, like, Wednesday and Thursday for, like, for your peers at the high school or, like, the middle school or whatever. I was so fucking stoked. I'd wake up at, like, 4 a.m. and, like, I'd be ready to go by, like, 5. And the bus wouldn't come till 7.
Wow.
So.
Yeah,
your parents are still asleep and you're just, like, waiting there.
Excited. Yeah.
That'd be great. I would like that.
Going to go ahead and take a
U-turn.
U-turn. Because you're not going to hijack this totally.
I got so many questions.
I know. I have questions too. Well, this is cool, because when Brew came in, I was like, yo, let's not talk to you. Let's just talk on the podcast. Like, that's the best way to get to know someone. Crack that into the mic.
Push. Commercial. There we go.
Shout out, get
your podcast sponsored. Oops.
Shout out, Dezo. Oh.
Shout out, Dezo. Sparkling Superfruit Water.
Got any sponsors on the pod yet? Nothing?
This is it.
Dezo.
This is Dezo.
Wow. Yeah. It's a great sponsor. I'm just gonna hang on to this.
We love them. They're fantastic. And if you haven't signed up to get free Dezo, go do it right now. Thefutureofdrinking.com, actually.
Man.
That's
professional.
What was I saying?
We were talking about, we're just gonna talk on the podcast. We're not gonna get to know each other beforehand. I agree 100%. We shouldn't have said a single word. We should have just mics on.
Just quiet.
Just bowing to each other.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
There's something to be said about it. I do a podcast. Well, it's like in the works right now, and we won't discuss anything, because there's something about, like, getting into the magic, right? when you talk. You don't want to miss anything, you know, when the mics are off. So I don't know if we had any magic yet, but we're working on it. So
we've had only magic.
Only magic.
The best thing.
It's the balcony. 100%.
It's the balcony. We have done that before where we've had someone and we talk for like an hour before and then we get on. We're like, oh, fuck. Like we said all good the good stuff already. But we didn't say anything to each other. Brew came in, wouldn't look at me. Yeah. His publicist sat down next to him.
Yep. And your cat clawed me a few times.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. It's true. It's true. Actually, that part's true. But I would actually like to know some version of your background, like sure. where you're from and then how you started doing what you're doing now. You don't have to give me the Lewis Sackar Holes version.
1996. I was born.
I Toledo, entered light.
I was born Toledo, in Toledo,
me
by
too.
The way. You were?
I was.
Yeah. Holy go Mud Hens.
Go Mud Hens, baby.
Is that the minor league baseball team?
Yeah.
Triple A.
It's
like
small
right
world,
behind
dude.
The Tigers. Yeah.
I really was.
They
born
play
Toledo.
The Clippers.
They do.
The Columbus Clippers.
Columbus
right?
Clippers.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Oh my gosh. I didn't even know the Clippers were out there. LA Clippers. Doing terrible as we speak. But anyways.
Blake Griffin's doing great, right?
The Nets?
On the Nets.
Oh, I'm kidding. He was on the Pistons for a minute, too. It's all bad
I'm just
memories.
Talking from 2014.
Yeah.
Oh, is your thing falling?
A little bit. You see that?
I'll tighten that bad boy up.
Keep talking. All right. We're going to
talk and I'll fix your mic.
So, where do you want me to begin? I got so many memories. It started while I was so excited to wake up for school because it was movie day.
Dude, movie day was solid.
Yeah, it was. What was your favorite? Oh, Bill Nye. Can't go wrong with him.
Bill Nye days were always good. Or we watched the entirety of Saving Private Ryan in one of my history classes.
That wasn't true, right?
I swear to God we did.
But that's not a true movie.
Well, yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, is it? It's based on a true story?
Oh, no. I'm just saying like it was a real movie that we watched.
Well, I know
like,
that.
I thought you were saying.
Saving Private Ryan. But is it based on like
I mean, I think
historical events?
Yeah. I mean, there's like obviously a lot of World War II truth to it. I mean, they're not real people or whatever, but
if I was a teacher, I'd show movies and say it's true and they're not. Like, this is the Wizard of Oz. This was real. Perfect. Thank you. Oh,
just fix the mic stand.
This
I'm
is
back.
E.T. Wow, this is
E.T. E.T. turned out to be like, who could be?
Saving Private Ryan's not a real story.
Okay, the moment they show that in schools.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I know it's not a real story.
Dude,
but
you watch someone slowly die like
that. That was dark.
Yeah, because that was what actually happened in World War II.
This is Monsters, Inc. This is a real story in a different universe.
Monsters,
Boo has never been seen again.
Monsters University was a great
movie. Oh, no, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Monsters awesome. University, the movie?
Yeah.
You like that? Would you say more or less?
Not more, but I also really liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, people like to trash those ones where they come out like years after. Right, I thought it was okay. I thought it was good. I am a huge Monsters, Inc. fan, so that's where my origin story starts. All around Mike Wazowski. I do love Mike Wazowski. He's like my favorite Disney character. I have a miniature sculpture of him at the apartment. So
hell yeah.
Give it up for Mike Wazowski. But
and also John Goodman.
Yeah. So anyway,
let's get
to the business here. Born and raised Michigan farm town, like 3,000 people in that type of thing. I graduated with 80. And I didn't know I wanted to go into radio or anything. It was one of those things after high school, you don't know what you want to do. So went to a college fair and there is a school where they teach broadcasting. And I was like, God, man, I love sports. I'm a huge sports fan. So I was like, love to go into sports broadcasting. I had good people skills and stuff. So went there. It was only a year long. You could go to universities after, whatever. But I just kept getting lucky. And, like, I got a job after job in radio, which I kind of just fell in love with. They taught you radio and television. And so I really went the radio path and just did super small markets. I lived in a town called Bad Axe, Michigan.
Wow.
Bad A-X-E. That's how you know. I was talking to more cows than people on the radio. Whoop. It was bad. So... But it was a great experience because I got to do everything. I was on an AM station. I was doing a polka show. It was rough times. And I was 20 or I was 19. So it was like a weird time in life, you know, where everyone's in college. And then I made it to Detroit. That was when I kind of hit it big. And that was when I was only 21. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I made it. I'm in a big market. I'm in my hometown, like big city. This is it. And then I made a TikTok during the pandemic, like most people did. You know, I was... kind of against it for a little bit.
Yep.
Everyone was dancing. I was like, this is not my jam. I don't know what I would do on the app, but my sister would send me like comedy ones, you know, where you share them with like a million people. And I was like, all right, downloaded it. And the first one that I went viral on was a sleep app I did where I downloaded the sleep app and I talk in my sleep real bad. And it was a whole thing about a giraffe broke into my room and it was coming for me, and I just posted that. And
it, was it real?
Yeah, yeah, it was a real thing. And I should have kept up with that series, but that was like, it was like, he's in the house. And I was like screaming and stuff. I should play it. You want me to play it right now?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd actually like to hear
this. All right, let me get this going. This was the very first viral brew TikTok. A lot of people don't remember this, but it got like, can't remember, a million or some views. And what hit it big the next time was I talked about it on the radio and did a TikTok about that. And people just love the behind the scenes radio stuff.
Love it. Like,
isn't that weird?
I love it. I think it's great to see.
Takes a minute. I do an intro like that. I think that's why I blew up too. I didn't have a shirt on. I think maybe that was part of
it. There it is.
I hate to say it.
You slide.
That's why
devil.
I hate TikTok for that reason.
Yeah.
He's got some weird algorithm, you know?
Yep. They see a shirt off and they know that.
Here we go. I don't know. I was moaning.
A draft in the house. Go, 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 go. Get away.
So,
go, go, go. Get away.
Yeah. I should have kept up with that because there was some more weird stuff I could have pulled from that
that's
app.
Gold.
You should draft in the house.
Go,
go, go, go, go, get away.
I don't know. I love giraffes too. I don't know why a giraffe was breaking into my home. I am afraid of home invasion though, so I guess it makes sense. But don't go to a zoo before bed.
Yeah, it's pretty fair.
Don't eat sugar before bed. I think I was eating some candy.
Dude, whenever I have chocolate, like dark chocolate at night or something, like I'll have some weird shit. Like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
What else is there? Is like melatonin. You ever take that and that gives you some wacky dreams?
I have this stuff. It's actually not a sponsor, but it's this CBD melatonin peppermint tincture that you put in your tongue.
But that knocks you out.
I will take it and then I'll brush my teeth and then I'll lay in bed and be scrolling TikTok. And I most nights drop the phone on my face.
Yeah. What's that TikTok? Then he slumbers. Or you just get knocked out.
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
Into the thick of it. Yeah. So I'm just gonna do TikTok sounds the whole time.
We'll just repeat those.
So you're going viral.
Yeah. So I do a radio one. I talk about it. I was like, wow, thanks for my first viral TikTok. That radio one blows up. So one day I go to the station and I'm like, yo, boss, give me a random word. And he gives me one. And I can't remember what it was, but I did that. And that got like I don't know, 20 million views or something like that. So I just rolled with that. Did the random word game. It was nuts. I gained like a million followers in that month. And I only started that in November of 2020. So it went fast. The moment where I was like, oh God, this is like something real, was when I went from 2 million to like 3 million in 4 days.
Jeez,
that racked it up that fast. So, yeah. And then believe it or not, doing all those radio TikToks, gained a lot of interest from radio stations all over the country. And
sure.
I didn't really want to move to Detroit. I was like, I loved it. It was home. It's where everyone's at. But then you get that feeling like, how far can I take this? Like, how far can I go in my career? So it was between LA or New York, and I'm a warm weather guy. So
there you,
here we are.
That.
I've been here for 2 months. So it's
fuck
crazy.
Yeah.
Got me a new job. Like TikTok. Changed my life.
That's the
dream.
That's what I love to hear.
That's
like,
so cool.
That's and I love that you said like, let's see how far we can take this. Because, like, why the fuck not? Like, you can always go back to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Say you hated it here in, like, 3 months. You can just go back. And then worst case scenario, it's actually a better case scenario because you never have to wonder if.
100%.
Like, you did
That's
it.
That's what I was thinking. I was
and
like,
it seems like you like it here.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I always said as a kid, like, if I could live anywhere besides where my family is, it'd be California. We vacation out here and, like, always
sick.
Wanted to surf. And, like, I just went to Diplo's house.
Yeah,
got to like he's got a private beach.
Sick.
I know TikTok. He likes the TikToks. That's the wildest
dude,
thing.
Dude, Diplo is a TikTok fan.
Yeah,
he's very into it.
When he reaches out, that's how you know you made it. When he's like,
it's cool, man.
Want to do a TikTok? So like, shout out to Diplo, man. Wes. He doesn't like to be called Diplo.
Yeah,
you ever meet him?
Shout out to Wes.
Wes
gave me some Crocs the other day.
Shout
by the way,
Major Laser.
He's like in five groups. What's that? What else is there?
There's
like,
one more.
Jack, you.
Remember that
one? He gave me these Birkin Crocs, by the way. This is like a breach of thing.
I think he's Katy Perry, too.
Oh,
like, I think he's one-third of...
Dude, he had plastic bags all over his house.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you ever feel...
Yeah, I know.
Like a plastic bag.
They're just flying around. I was like, dude, you really got to get rid of these Ralph's bags. They're fucking
everywhere.
Ralph's.
Why are they
he's
so
like,
thick?
But I feel like these all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow, that's dark. Everyone asks, where's new music? No one
I
ever
keep
asks
them
how
it's around to remember the pain.
Oh, man.
God.
What's this podcast about?
Anyways,
you tell me.
Exactly. It's now a Diplo Stan podcast.
Yeah.
How was the party?
It was just him and me. He just
Wait, for real?
Yeah, he just invited me over because he likes the TikToks. And
holy shit.
Yeah, weird. Awesome. He's got a trampoline. He's got a skate park in his backyard. Hmm. He's got a private beach. I'll give you the address if you want. We can roll up there right now.
Let's roll up right now and see what's good.
And then, like,
he's actually one of the top listeners of this podcast.
I can see it, dude. Yeah. I can see it. We need him to make the intro for this. You know, like a whole remix. Get Justin Bieber on it. Did you know that Diplo, I don't know if I'm interviewing him again soon. He's on my podcast in a little bit.
Nice.
The whole Justin Bieber thing where you collab with him, it was all a joke because the Biebs was going through such a turmoil. That was when he was peeing in mop buckets. He was drag racing.
Oh, that was the time. Yeah. That was like arrested Bieber time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, how funny would it be if we had him on a song? And it kind of saved his career. Not Diplo's, Justin Bieber's, because he had those bops. Like, it was Cold Water. It was I Need You the Most, dude, or whatever that is.
I'm a Justin Bieber fan.
Yeah, me too.
And that album elevated him from, I don't want to say teeny bopper because I don't necessarily think that's true, but like for this like young girl only artist to like this like radio artist, because he wasn't really getting radio play before that.
Yeah,
he like that was like the big like only Justin Bieber on the radio. Where are you now?
Yeah. Cold water, sorry.
Yeah. Like all that shit was non-stop. It was crazy. Yeah.
And it was all a prank, all a joke, just because he was like, wouldn't it be funny? Because he likes to collab with people in trouble. Like, he's doing stuff with Morgan Wallen right
now.
That's
insane.
He's in some hot water too.
Also, Morgan Wallen seems to be fine now.
Yeah,
did you see him Nashville singing?
Like,
it up?
I was looking through the comments. There's no bad comments. I was like, is it over? Is that what
it
happened?
Seems to be over. He just waited out.
I will say
fine.
Though, he's the best thing country's got going for him. Like, I don't know. I don't look to artists for like my moral compass, you know?
And right.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Just his stuff.
I think he'd be kind of.
People do, though.
I don't want to. Yeah, I was going to say dumb, but I guess like I have before too. Like, you're not dumb if you do that, but artists are, I mean, we're just all the same people. Like, you're just a person who has quite a bit more like capital than me, but like other than that.
Yeah.
We're the same. Yep. Like, me and Bruno Mars are the same. Holy shit. No one's the same.
You're a foot and a half taller, but you know, same human.
That's also a good point.
But yeah, dude, he's like, I don't know. It's just like with anybody. Like, I like the remix Ignition thing, but R. Kelly's terrible. Like, obviously,
right.
Not a fan of him.
We would be silly to say that we don't like that song. Of course, it's a smash. It's a bop. Not a great guy.
Nope.
You know who I think is the best thing that happened to country? I don't know if you're going to agree or disagree, but it's Mr. Sam Hunt.
Ooh.
I'm so...
You like that talking country, huh? So then I went down to the bus and I saw her standing there and I walked down and I sings randomly. I'm a huge fan of Sam Hunt too, man.
I don't like that song, but I like...
That's every song.
I like the way he dresses.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, he's a handsome guy, but like I think that he looks really cool on stage. Like he did this... He kind of like set this new precedent... In not a bro country, he did this new thing where like he would wear stylish clothes and like Nikes on stage instead of
crocodile boots
and giant buckles, which is still fucking cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like he added this like cool new thing to country. I don't know.
Yeah. Nicest guy ever too. Like literally he was just a normal dude. He'll talk to you about like football and hunting and stuff. And that's the best. It's the one thing about country radio, you know, they're all like. Most country people are like, they treat radio like gold and they're so nice. So like, that's the one thing I miss about it already. Just because they'll do anything. They'll like text you and be like, oh, what's up, buddy? Which I now have with you. So
that's
you're changing
saying.
The game for.
I just like, I really do reach out to people that, not normally this spontaneously, but I reach out to people who are like I first saw you on TikTok as well, as I'm sure a lot of people have. And I was just like, oh, this is really dope. I've done the rounds and radio. So like I've gotten to know so many people, probably like a bunch of your friends and I love radio people. Like they're the best people. We hang out, like we'll do like the, whatever, like the acoustic lounge.
Yeah.
That thing, like do the meet and greet through the whole thing, go meet everybody. And then we'll go like to a bar or something, or we'll go out to dinner. And, that's the funnest part I think about doing the radio rounds is like hanging out with, and more like the junior people too. Like,
yeah,
I love the PDs. They're all great.
Oh, yeah.
They're all, I've never met a mean PD actually in my life, which is crazy.
Really?
I met one shitty one. I will not say who it is.
What? I want to know.
What
area from here?
To be honest, I will not say the area cause it'll give it away. But it's not where you think
I know
it
who
is.
It is. No, I'm just kidding. I don't
actually probably do. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
it's not really his fault. Yeah. It was a meeting that was like forced to be set up that I didn't know was for. Like I was doing radio stations all over, and he really didn't want to hang out with me, like at all. Like mm-hmm. did not want
to. Didn't have the time of day.
Just to... And like I wish that we wouldn't have just done it. He shouldn't have said yes because it was just so uncomfortable. And we sat there for like probably like 15 minutes, and he's like, "Well, I gotta get going." I was like,
"What's the point? Could
you have cared less?"
Right. Yeah.
And it was just weird.
Yeah. I don't get that either because like I don't know. It's a two-way street, and if you blow up, like, it's beneficial for everybody, you know? And, like, to be able to say we've gotten you, like, I've done that with artists in Detroit where, like, I'd play their stuff and, like, you get trouble sometimes, but you never know if they're the next big thing, like, you're the saving, like...
You're a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even think it has something to do with that, but also it's just, like, if you don't have time, just say no. And then if you
that's just basic human thing. Yeah.
Right. Like, or just be like a normal human being. Like, I wasn't even talking about business. I was just like talking about like, yeah, this barbecue place is crazy.
Oh, was he trying to be like, how many spins do I need? And like stuff like that.
I mean, I don't know. We didn't really talk about anything. It was very weird.
Wow.
But other than that, I've had great. I had you know, that basketball game where you shoot it. Like, it's like the arcade game.
Yep.
I was in Portland, and I had, like, a tipsy, like, tournament.
It was Portland PD. It may let that be known.
No. So the Portland PD, who was that?
I thought you were saying that's where you were
at.
Do
you know Romeo?
From Z100 Portland.
Yeah.
Competitors.
Romeo is one of the coolest guys in the world.
Good to
We
know.
Played a little basketball.
Oh, man. We got to I want to top all this stuff now.
Dude.
We'll go.
We got to do some crazy shit.
You ever go to Busby's in like Santa Monica there? They got the hoops.
No, but I know about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time I go, that's like our spot.
We have to.
So I'll let you know because I've never lost
in
hoops. I was a basketball star.
Damn.
If it wasn't radio, it was basketball.
You're about to break the streak?
No. I'm about to break the streak? How about you? Basketball star?
Definitely not. I do play. I mean, we were talking about playing today. But
dude, we almost played today. If I would have known that you played.
Like outside basketball? Or anyway, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we could have hit some twos.
I am 5'8 on a good day, and
it's okay.
And that's all I think I need to say.
No, but you're good.
That's all I need to say.
You know, someone's like not amazing when I'm like, well, you can hustle. Like, you're a good hustler.
Oh, yeah. You try really hard.
That's also not my MO. My MO is...
No, you're good.
I'm shooting threes. Yeah, it's going to be mediocre defense.
The cable guy. Who was it? Like, Chris Farley and the cable guy where he's whipping the ball at the backboard.
Oh, dude. That's him. That's literally you. You're Chris Farley. That could be worse. Fine.
I'm well aware. I'm a self-aware basketball. It's okay. You
know? I always talk about this with anybody who's a basketball fan, but we just had Meta World Peace on the podcast.
Did you really?
Yeah. And like, you know, we grew up watching him and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Malice at the Palace in 2004.
Dude, we talked about the Malice. It was crazy.
How does he feel about that still?
He's very open about it, which I think is really cool.
He's obviously very open.
It's wild when you hear his side of it. Like
he was getting the stuff thrown at him from the fans. Gosh, like,
there were racial slurs. Mm-hmm. Like there was shit that the news never talked about because it like wasn't comfortable for the people at home to hear. So it was crazy. It's nuts to hear about that. But long story short, we're gonna play basketball with him in a couple days.
Oh,
and I'm excited, but also just like, well, I'm not gonna score. So.
Well, listen, I'm not inviting myself, but if we want to do 3-on-1, I think we could get a basket.
We could probably, maybe a basket.
We'll hold him down. We'll take the tech. We'll just like,
yeah,
a legal pick.
I'm not sure if we're holding him
right.
down.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't think
it'll,
so.
It'll bring back memories and his PTSD will kick in. He'll start beating us up. But what a guy, dude. I bet he was a cool guest because he seems like so enlightened now. Like,
holy shit.
You know?
Like the most enlightened person ever. I stopped the podcast and I was like, dude, I did not expect you to be this thoughtful. And like,
He was very open and very, he was just very honest. And it was just really nice to, there was just no bullshit, I guess. Like we actually just talked.
Yeah. And
it
he, was had, cool. so he had like, meaning behind everything. He had meaning behind like all of his numbers. Like one of his numbers was like the amount of houses that were on his neighborhood block when he grew up in the hood. And like, it was wild. Like, the news just didn't portray him as that.
Right.
And
no. Well, he went through a whole thing, too, where he was a bad guy. And then, like, you know, he really went through the
That's sort of why he shed Ron Artest, the name, and then went to
Metal World Peace. What a name. What's the connection there? How do you get in touch with Metal World Peace?
Just a classic cold.
Slide in the DM.
Cold DM, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a blue check mark. I tell you, it gets you into places.
You can just you can see it easy. Yeah. I'm telling you though, I don't even necessarily go after the people that I think would get a lot of views. I want to talk to people that I like their stuff, mm-hmm. and I think would be a good guest. And back to what I was saying a while ago. You were just on my For You page all the time, and yeah. I always enjoyed watching your videos. And I think I just saw one recently. I was just like, I need to hit this guy up. Like,
glad you did.
Yeah, me too. I like balcony chats that are easy. And we've made so many new friends doing this podcast. Like,
oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, you know? Podcast is a fun invite. You know, people are always flattered to do them, and then they're always more inclined to be like, you know, yeah, I've come. It's just hanging out, really. So we're just getting to know each other and everything. You know?
Yeah, we're just hanging out, which was exactly what it was with.
What do you think of the TikToks? You actually enjoyed them? Do you think they were cheesy as can be? Because that's kind of what it is. But I get that.
Well, coming from I do pop music and I'm in this world and obviously on social media and stuff. I know that there's a certain level of, I don't even know what to call it. Cheesiness is wrong, but there's a certain level of surface that you have on this, right? Like when you're doing it, it might feel a little silly sometimes. I just did a TikTok where I tease an original song and I'm holding my new kitten, and I say have you ever been cheated on? This is what it feels like, and it sounds cheesy, but what to other people it's not.
No,
yeah, you know, I get that. And also fuck it, I
TikTok is cheesy, by the way.
Everything is cheesy. We all like a little bit of cheese. I love the Backstreet Boys. I love a lot of pop music that's cheesy. I love all that kind of shit. So,
what's your I'm hijacking it again. Dude, what is your favorite trend? Is there any trend right now you're like?
Yeah, there's this Lloyd song that's remixed.
Lay it down, Steelix. Yeah, I learned the dance just for that song.
Tell your friends you ain't coming out tonight. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, dude, I'm obsessed with that. It was on Spotify for a week, and then they pulled it off for copyright. And I was dude.
I looked it up because I was what song is this? And it brought me to this Lloyd song, and it's so much slower.
Yeah, which is fine, but the TikTok one.
Shouts to Lloyd. We love Lloyd in this podcast. We love Lloyd.
First time I ever
we
heard
do
of
talk
him.
About Southside really? Pretty often.
We talk about a lot of early 2000s R&B artists. I don't know why exactly, but we do a lot.
Because they're fucking awesome.
That's they are awesome.
You know, they're the OGs, literally.
But that's my favorite trend. I love not extra dances like that. Just it's so cool.
Just vibes, you know. Like they're just cool. I learned that dance just for that song. I was I'm doing that with someone.
I haven't done it yet, but I've learned it. I've learned part of it at least.
It's tough. It's a lot of grooving. I don't have rhythm at all. But you a secret dancer? Do you have a secret talent that you're just hiding out on me?
Matheson?
I have rhythm. Yeah. I don't think I'm a very good dancer, but I have rhythm. Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
So I'll. I'm. You know. I got the. I always feel like my moves are just like the Will Smith hitch dance. You know.
Yeah.
You mean where he's teaching Kevin James?
Yeah.
Side to side.
Stay right here.
I wish I could be more how Kevin James and just goes him. For it. Because
that's confidence. That's all that is.
Yeah, I just need to get, I just got to go for it.
Yeah, you don't have to know how to dance.
And the thing is that, realistically, I genuinely don't care. I'm not embarrassed or whatever.
That's a beautiful
I just,
thing.
Don't care.
Once you hit that.
Yeah. And which is really, it is really nice. When I was going to bring this up, this is kind of off topic, but it's on topic about the social media stuff. It is weird. What you guys said, the point of social media is, it's either silly, there's always an agenda behind it. I don't think anyone's just mindlessly posting on, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean agenda in a bad way, but I'm saying people always, you always get shit for being this is cheesy or this is fucking forced. You're this is the point. That's the point of what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And it's so weird though when you're thrown into it. So many TikTok creators, they're they have a video go viral or something, and then they're just thrusted into that. You get literally you can get millions of followers for whatever. And then you're literally an influencer or, just a creator in general. And it's kind of hard. I've been trying to go through that as well, just because you get so many followers so fast. And then you're you got to keep up with some kind of presence,
Sure.
But then you got to think about it. You're doing it for fun. That's all I post them for. Once you think that, then you're okay. But there is times literally once a week, probably I'm oh, got to put something out, which sucks. Cause it's supposed to be a fun thing. And then I'm a night owl. I'm not a morning person, but usually I'll just midnight, stuff kicks in my head, and I'll just start writing stuff down. That's how I get all my video ideas. I just like,
that's sick. You know, I had my first ever viral video in like probably like February. It was pure panic. Mm. It was, I mean, it was amazing. It was great to see that, you know, obviously that happened. But then I was like, what do I do next?
Right.
Like, how do I
maintain it for sure?
Yeah. And luckily, you know, I found whatever kind of algorithm it was or whatever, and mm-hmm. what people like wanted to see from me and what to do. But yeah, having like viral videos is like, it's a little panicky sometimes. Yeah.
I don't know where it ranks on views, but like I had this one video where I was at the country station. I played WAP for like a second or whatever. I played WAP for like 10 seconds. I was like, here's Morgan Wallen. And then I started playing WAP. And that got like 30 million views. And that's when it just like, you know, like 7 million likes, which is like almost you can't even understand it. You know, it's so many people. And then there's just always that pressure to try to repeat stuff. And it doesn't really work that way. It seems like trends die so fast. It's really hard. I give a ton of credit to creators where they can keep like reinventing themselves because TikTok moves so fast, you know. And by the way, definitely saw you on my For You page a few times because I was like,
hell yeah.
Yeah. I was looking through. I was like, I know I've seen him before. Once we started talking a little bit, and you got, man, the pipes. I don't know what you do post. But
I just smoke a pipe for 8 hours a day. And that's how I get any
what
rasp.
Was the one? I think your last like really viral one was Coldplay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, wow, man.
Dude, thanks, man. A gift, that's dope.
For sure.
That's cool to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was crazy because like I also don't really care about numbers at all, but it's very like it's great for my career and also really fun to get a bunch of new fans and, you know, people that watch. And in February, I had like 25,000 followers on TikTok. I just like, I'm a touring artist, so all my fans are on Instagram and Facebook and mm-hmm. not really Facebook. Sorry,
moms.
I was a little whack. Moms, just like Instagram and Twitter, like that's where like I live, right? And TikTok, I kind of did, and I just once in a while did it, and it was one video, and then I kind of obviously started doing it every other day, and now we're here, and it's been a great new thing for me.
Did you have any videos go viral where you were teasing like new music or something like that?
I had one do like half a million views.
Okay.
I haven't had one go like viral yet, but I've had one that's like at 500 something.
I think it's so interesting. A lot of artists, they almost try to incorporate TikTok, like what can go viral. And then I don't know. I think that's crazy to think that way. Like when writing music, you said you haven't. Have you written anything recently? Or like, you know, you said you got working on some new stuff, but like pandemic, you weren't able to. Really?
Well, that was actually just the first couple months that I like couldn't write a song. And I've written so much in the last probably like 8-10 months. Like it's been crazy. And I've never once written a song thinking this would be good for TikTok because I think that's where you fuck up. That's where you
some artists do that. And I'm like, you cannot.
No.
But it's their own thing. You know, if that's where they live, then why not? But
yeah, but I think even the stuff like they call me Tiago.
I literally met that guy. It's so wild. You mentioned him.
I don't think he wrote that for TikTok. I think he like did that. And then like, I think if you try to go viral, you're not going to go viral.
Yeah, of course.
Probably. Like I think that the reason that you're sitting here and like the reason that you're in LA and you have over 3 million followers or whatever the number is now, that's because like what you said, I just have fun. Like I never post trying to get anything from anybody. Like I post because it's what I like to do and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why you're viral. And that's why, because people get to see you and like you saying borderline inappropriate things on the radio and you know,
gotta do it.
Hell yeah.
You playing your song on Monday. So we'll see if I get fired now. Here we go.
My unreleased song.
yeah, let's do it. Let's cross both barriers. But Memorial Day, no one will care. It's, you know.
Yeah, no one's.
We'll do it for the troops. We'll say it's respect. Is that what it is? It's American anthem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
New song.
It can be.
Sure.
It is now.
Yeah. You got the cat. This song is for anybody who's in the military or has been cheated on.
right.
There's no sense. Oh man.
It can make sense if you want it to make sense. Yeah. I have this this question that has just been looming in the back of my mind. Mm. It's just a very surface level question. This goes for all three of us to answer, but if you had to have one snack for the rest of your life, only one snack, what would you choose?
Okay, so a snack's not a meal, can't be any kind of like, oh man.
No.
What is a good snack?
Like, think you're in a gas station. This is the only shit you got for the rest of your life.
Oh, gosh. It's got to be, okay, I know exactly. Remember what was the, it was like Chex Mix, but it was cheddar. Everything was Munchies. Remember Munchies?
Oh, yeah.
The Munchies. It was all cheddar and every type of item in it. And that's what I have to go with.
God, how good of a choice is that? What's your drink?
Oh, man. I'm a big water guy, but that's boring. Flavored drink. I don't really drink pop either. It doesn't make me either. Feel good.
No, none of us do, so it's okay.
I guess Gatorade or something. I don't know. Gatorade sounds pretty good.
I said Brie doesn't care about liquids.
Nah, I'm not a liquid guy. I'll drink a.
What's your snack, Matt?
I mean, I was going to say my snack.
I'll drink from a puddle.
I don't care.
I drink from the toilet mostly because I just don't care.
That LA water, it's clean.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'm from Flint, though. So I'm like, just kidding. There you go. Flint water crisis.
Flint water crazy?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say peanut butter pretzels, but I feel like that's not a gas station. Those
combo things?
Like the shit. No, it doesn't have to be a gas station. That's still a snack. But like the shit, like the with inside of the.
Yeah, the peanut butter's in the pretzels. Really? Oh, dude, I love those.
Oh, yeah. What are those? There's a bunch of them. Yeah. There's a bunch of brands.
You ever had them from Trader Joe's?
Yeah, that's where
I get
them.
That's what it is. That's what I'm thinking
that
of.
That kind of fucking.
That's exactly where I get them.
That goes.
If it was just a gas station snack, it would probably be sunflower seeds.
Wow, you're dying soon. There's like no
that's
food value.
Right,
just
dude.
Salt.
Dude, that's me. That's me on the road. In any road trip situation.
Really?
When we're on tour.
Spit out
or whatever.
The window.
No, just
he gets he
right
goes
on the
in
floor.
Like, kind of like oh, I'm kidding. Our car is like the inside of a Logan's. Dude.
Yeah, the back of his neck is just covered in seeds. What about you? What's your snack?
He takes like a styrofoam cup from the whatever. And
at least you're not dipping though. Like, do you dip though? Like, okay, I was gonna say because people do that. That's so nap.
If you dip, you kicked off.
I've never had a cigarette. Me either. I really haven't.
Me either.
Oh.
And I got nothing like.
Well, good
I'm
for you.
I'm surprised you haven't.
What'd you say?
I'm surprised you haven't. You've had mushrooms.
Me too.
Weed.
Like I'm not like
kind of alcohol.
Like
kind
cigarettes of doesn't alcohol. Take you to a different place. Mushrooms, you'll probably.
Right.
You learn how to dance.
No, we're not getting into Matheson's mushroom trip.
We
covered that.
We can talk about it more if you want.
Wow.
You guys
go to Joshua Tree and just.
That's what he did.
That's exactly what happened.
My snack.
Yeah.
Is this is really weird, but honey roasted cashews.
No, that's a great
that's
choice.
Great, yeah.
Great choice.
Dude, like, there's just something about, like, I'm really weird where my favorite food is roasted nuts. Like, I love cashews and almonds and I'm obsessed, dude. Like, nut butter, like, I love that shit.
Food in general, you're just going with
Yo,
nuts.
Yo, food's crazy.
Oh, man. I thought you were just saying snack. You're
my
talking.
Favorite food in general?
Yeah.
I might go with like a cashew butter.
Oh man,
I'm crazy.
He's on a desert island, just scooping
with
peanut butter. Cashew butter. It's a difference between cashew and peanut butter.
I thought you were going to say hummus.
Hummus is a close second. I'll eat it with a spoon.
I think I've seen.
Catch
that
me.
It's rich
in Lebanon. Just
no,
hummus
dude.
And lemon.
Dude, catch us at that Mediterranean place in Secaucus where we can bring our own alcohol. Remember
Sinbad's.
That? Yes, Secaucus. Sinbad's.
Wow.
We shout talk about this place all the
yep,
time.
Yep. Oh, yeah, shouts to Sinbad at Sinbad's.
Sinbad.
Not
at
quite
Sinbad's.
Sure it's a real person.
I don't think he's real.
Because that
Sinbad's
guy works there with all of his daughters.
Yeah.
And they're
all,
amazing.
They're all very
there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
It's his place, Sinbad's place.
We don't know that
I don't
he
think
is Sinbad.
He's not. It's real.
It was a fake Sinbad.
And they just chose
well,
a name.
A guy, but I don't think
But
he's
it's called
Sinbad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Sinbad's in Secaucus. New Jersey. Genuinely next time we go back to that hotel, there's going to be fucking a lot of people waiting for us.
I know.
We're yeah, just given like blueprints. At. The whole podcast
is where we go.
We literally go there. There's a kebab place. There's a gym there. It's a fantastic stay.
Do you guys know the Salt Bay's got that place now?
Where?
Remember the Salt Bay dude? I think it's
Oh, in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got invited and I didn't know what I was invited to.
Mm.
And I had something that I could have gotten out of, but I was just like, hey, sorry, dude, I can't go to that thing. And then I saw an Instagram story.
Dude.
He was there. Salt Bay was there.
You want to know how much it cost?
In front of my friend going like that, it was free.
Yeah, it was free. Well, okay.
I fucked up.
Free for you. Yeah, yeah. Dude. It cost about $800 for him to cut your steak.
Woo!
And he cuts it like bad, too. I mean, I know the TikToks were viral and stuff, but I had a friend go. They paid $800 and he was just hacking at it and he threw some salt in there and left. It's like, oh, no, that's what you paid for. So.
Was your friend mad?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's
little
insane.
Bit. I mean, anyone that goes there for that, it's just for like Instagram, which is like so yeah. dumb. That's like
I mean, not
Nobu
dumb
for
him
picture.
Though. Like
no,
he's capitalizing on that for sure. No, I know you weren't saying that,
yeah.
But like that's. I'm sure he's. I mean, what is? I mean, I know. I just know about the salt. Like, is he actually a good chef too? Or
I have
that,
no idea.
You have no idea.
No one knows.
Yeah.
Probably not even him. It's just a guy that has a sunglasses and ponytail and just goes out there.
I feel like you're right.
You know?
Especially with the masks, dude. He probably just has like a mask on. You can't even tell who the fuck it is. It's like six of them. It's like six of the same guy. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like a Vegas show.
Yeah, it's like a Vegas show. I feel like.
I hope that that's true. That'd be awesome.
I feel like that's a place that. No shade to your friend. Like,
yeah.
I would do it. I don't know if I would. But.
$800 that I advised against.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like this is the place that douchey dudes maybe bring their date to the first date and they're just like, check it out. He's crazy. He's crazy.
There he is.
This should go crazy. Give me a story.
Or like you like get a that. Yeah, membership at Soho House and like, yeah, come on up to the penthouse. Dumb,
let's go kick
dumb.
It. I love going to the Soho House
mm-hmm.
when it because I don't have You're a membership invited, there. Yeah. I love just like going to hang there. It's a little pretentious and douchey, but like it's a great view.
Mm-hmm.
And I never have paid for anything there, which is great. And I met Paul McCartney there.
Oh,
which
snap.
Is also great. It was fire.
Sounds great.
That's, I mean, that's life changing. It's amazing. Yeah, anytime you're invited, just go. But the fact of pain, it's not really my thing either to be that like,
no,
you know, that's not really my crowd, but it's cool.
Well, I think it's like, cool. I think you, I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And you're from Michigan. That's just not our vibe.
No, I like, love being the Midwestern, like salt of the earth, you know, and
just corn fed.
I don't know. You lived out here for 6 years. Yeah. You want to say? Can you say how old you are?
Like, oh yeah. Okay. I'm 28.
28. Okay. Yeah. So I just turned 25 last week.
Yeah.
And it was like a perfect age. So like you probably moved out the perfect age where like you know who you are.
Yeah.
There was no pressure. Like I've already been asked to do some crazy things. I'm just like, no, dude. Like you know, it's a good age.
Nuts. Like you know. I think.
Like a movie.
I don't know. I think like I've never changed really other than like, I don't know, like I guess being more cultured just because I'm around a lot more different people.
Yeah.
But I've always hated like the shitty LA people. I've always hated the scene-y stuff, like the dudes who wear like certain kind of clothes. And I'm just like, what are you doing? You got paint on your shirt. Like, what are you doing?
Paint on your shirt.
Like, you got tears, dude. You got rips up and down. Like, I just, like, the fucking, like, Von Dutch hats. Like, I'm like, dude.
What is Von Dutch? Is that a brand?
Yeah, it's like those, like, trucker hats that are, like,
So curled.
Yeah. God. And also, like, the Bass Pro Shop hats. Like,
I have a few of those, but it's literally because I fished.
But that's the thing, dude.
I actually was on a boat fishing.
One of my friends was like, I was about to buy one because I am a big fan of the brand and fish.
Yeah.
And it's, like, becoming ruined for people.
Yeah. That's that side of TikTok, too, where they kind of.
Yeah. I need that hair.
What is that? How do you think you do that? Is that, like, a curling iron?
Unfortunately, the hair. Tutorial's been on my For You page, so I do know.
Well, you got some great hair. I mean,
yeah.
Is that natural? You have to. What's the routine?
This right here?
Yeah.
This is a wig, actually.
He's bald.
That would be legendary if that was true.
That'd be wild.
Dude, I have very lucky family hair genes. I just throw a little bit of like coconut oil or argan oil and let it air dry.
That Shawn Mendes stuff.
Dude, Shawn Mendes is great hair, too.
Oh, he does coconut oil. Big on that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Or was it Argyle? Something like
Argan.
Argan oil?
Yeah, Argan. I switch off between those two, but I don't do too much.
You pretentious son of a...
No, I am a little bit. Sometimes if I have a show, I'll throw some sea salt spray in so it won't move too much, texturize a little
bit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's windy out on the porch or on the balcony. Sorry.
Dude.
Disrespect the balcony.
Now, I'm talking about a tour show.
Mm.
I'm talking about I'm on stage in a venue, and I walk out and I start sweating immediately. I've ruined a lot of shirts on stage and I need some sea salt spray to keep my hair from just absolutely becoming soaked.
A wet mop. Yeah.
Dude, it gets soaked and then it like whips and gets in my eyes and my eyes sting. I'm like,
wow.
I've had that.
Super high energy performer. Like
Yeah.
That's cool. What do you have to wear when it's like, you know, you're going to sweat? Do you have like you know, those diaper shirts where you put those on, they're thick in the armpits. They're called diaper shirts.
Diaper shirts.
You got to look into it. You'll look bulked up a little bit. You'll be dry as a bone. My friend has to wear one because he sweats so much. It's kind of a thing.
I love that. Yeah. That's amazing. I unfortunately like for whatever reason wrote a song called Sweater and I have this and it's like one of my everybody's favorite song of mine. So I wear a turtleneck sweater on stage a lot of the time and that is a horrible mistake. And like I've literally ruined sweaters. Like I've ruined they turn different colors. The smell never comes back because,
yeah,
I mean, for an hour straight, we're going hard and like jumping around and
yeah,
I can't help it. I'm a little weird on stage. I just can't stop moving.
You ever had the urge to sing the SpongeBob classic? Best time to wear a striped sweater is all time turtleneck. You know?
It's actually behind part that's... of why I wrote the song.
Is it really?
I swear to God.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was on you know, a lot of studios. They like play like a movie or a TV show on the TV in the studio and mute it like while we're working. I don't know if I love that or not, but apparently I do because it was that episode of SpongeBob where we had the striped sweater on and I wrote a song that goes, "That's my sweater. Why the fuck you got it on?" And it was just because I saw him in a sweater and it was, yeah. It's actually a true story from my life, but it was because he had a sweater on that
just
I was
sparked
like,
that memory. You're
dude,
like,
it was just like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. It's crazy. Songs are weird that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much. Do the best songs come from like the spur of the moment things?
Getting cheated on is the best way to write a good song. I swear to God.
How many times has that happened?
Only one time.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's the relationship now? I was like, you need it to happen. Need it to happen again. We need some more
back. I knew something was going on. His body goes, so,
yeah, need me to, no, I'm just kidding.
Dude, it sparks the best kind of writing.
I can only imagine. Pain, like, yeah, 100%.
And like, it really sucks to go through, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, I'm so glad it did. I'm so glad I got to experience that. And now I get why artists are like, what's the word? Self. You know what I'm saying? Like they like
self-aware.
No, they're like self-sabotaging.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah,
that's why artists are like get into relationships and then like cheat on someone to
they set them up for failure just so they can have
100%. Yeah.
Wow.
They set themselves up for failure. Like
we're about to get a hell of a J-Lo album. I think something's about to happen.
About to get a hell of an A-Rod album. That's gonna be crazy.
He loves Coldplay. Do you know that? He was playing it out of boombox outside her window.
What?
Yeah. He loves
Coldplay.
You're
not joking?
Well, he's like, his breakup songs are all Coldplay. So A-Rod, yeah, that's it. So everyone was saying he went outside J-Lo's window and was playing on a boombox and trying to last-ditch effort. He's trying to make it work. But she's with Ben Affleck. She went to Mark Anthony's house in Miami the other day. It's like she's just hitting them all up.
I mean, talk.
Not our business, but like. What a story. I mean,
yeah, wow.
It's got to be crazy to have those high status relationships.
It's like, got to be crazy to be that beautiful, obviously.
J-Lo. She's like 50 something.
I can't believe it.
Mm-mm.
I can't believe it when I look at her.
It's unbelievable.
Jennifer Aniston, too. I mean, did you see that Friends reunion yet?
I still haven't seen it.
Neither have I, but like I saw clips on TikTok. people are sharing it, kind of spoilers.
Have you seen it? Okay, no. Neither have I.
Let's talk about
Let's talk about it, yeah.
But she looks great.
Yeah,
the rest of them, I don't know what's happened.
Yeah, it's funny because like the women have aged pretty well.
Yeah,
yeah, dude,
the guys have
like
really
shit.
Blown it. I mean,
the guys fucking look like
Joey's
shit,
the biggest
dude.
Surprise. Where it's like, wow,
David Schwimmer looks like not great, but okay, like maybe okay.
Chandler set him up for failure. Chandler's doing everything.
He's done every drug in the book. Mm-hmm. Joey is just like, I like food now.
He really lived out the character.
Yeah,
you know?
He did. And for that, I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
He never really like
or changed his hairstyle.
Dude, same hairstyle.
Same little
different color.
Different color.
Now it's white.
Silver fox.
Gray, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, he lived out Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Matt LeBlanc is his name.
Matt LeBlanc,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
Matt LeBlanc.
He lived out Joey. He just like is chubby and funny. He's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler is a mess.
Dude,
he was slurring speech just like, didn't even remember.
What was that, man?
I don't know. Someone tried to, like his PR team said it was dental work. And I'm like, oh God. Like he had a
dental
fixed.
Work.
But he's like doing, he's like acting weird and stuff too. Yeah.
It's got veneers in. It's a shame.
It is.
But you know how much money they make still from that? Just from the reruns? Dude, they make $2 million a year.
It's insane. That's
for every year since they've been done. They were done in like what, early 2000s?
2004.
So they've been making $2 million every year since.
Good for
them.
That
is unbelievable.
That gets you every drug in the book. That's why that's why Chandler's.
And every serum in the book.
All the serums.
For the women.
Oh, yeah. What, Monica, Courtney Cox.
Serum. God,
she had
good.
Some stuff done.
She looks
good.
She looks great.
Okay. She definitely had some stuff where it was like, I think she tried something and went wrong.
Oh, like a botched.
Yeah, it was like a botched either Botox or surgery. Because for a while she had she went from like that natural to very like cut, and it was like a little scary, a little bit. But she does still, yeah, looks great.
She's hot.
Lovely lady.
I still think she's hot.
She's beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She's beautiful. She's the most beautiful woman in all of the world. This is Madison. Most
beautiful lady in all the land. Care.
Dude, you are floating tonight.
I'm having a good time.
I've never seen you floating like this.
What?
Just like, what did you smoke?
Nothing. Was I'm literally just enjoying myself.
I
don't know what to
expect because I just got here.
Was it crystal meth?
Oh, man.
Yes.
He's scratching himself a lot.
Yeah. He's scratching himself a lot. He can't stop scratching.
Something's up.
And yelling and pronouncing words like Jesse Pinkman. Something's going on.
You can't get away with it.
Get away with it.
What a great show.
I'm watching it again.
Again? How many times have you seen
it? This is my third time.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched Better Call Saul?
Yeah, no. It's awesome.
Is it good?
I have a tough time
diving into it because I know my expectations are so high. That show is so good.
I think like you just got to accept it's in the same realm. It's like watching The Mandalorian.
Okay.
When that first came out, people were like, well, this is like a weird story about a side. And then now it's like the most popular Star
Baby
Wars
Baby Yoda piece. Made it all up.
Dude, come on. Just made it up. And it's like you just got to accept that it's in Albuquerque, same world, and then move on and not expect Walter White or Jesse Pinkman to be in it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good. It's really good. Like Bob Odenkirk is like really funny, but also really good.
He's legendary. Yeah. Yeah. He does a great job.
Who else is in it? Is it I know Gus is in it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of the same people that are in it, like parts of it. What's the old guy's name?
The bodyguard type of dude.
Yeah. He's heavily in it. Like,
okay. Mike.
I think Mike is his name.
Mike Ehrman Trout.
Yeah. Wow. There it is. Yeah.
Well, I'm literally watching it right now.
How deep are you?
I'm on season 3, I think.
Do you love it?
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like they're on like season 6, right?
I don't know.
7?
I'm on season 3. So.
They're killing it.
Yeah.
That universe is really great. I remember when like AMC was like an old person's TV station, and then The Walking Dead and Breaking Bad and like Hell on Wheels came out, and it was the top TV channel.
It's funny, yeah. It's funny when channels do that. Why did the History Channel turn into like this pawn shop, like treasure hunting with the American Pickers?
Yeah.
Like, there was no history at all. I mean, kind of, you know. They got Rick bargaining on these historic
Rick
items
Astley.
That should be in Rick Astley, Rick rolling people.
Just Rick rolled all the time.
Imagine him on that show. Like,
that'd be fucking awesome.
I'm going to give you $1 million for this item. And then just rip and this off Rick starts roll.
I would watch that show every time.
Yeah, me too. What's he up to? I mean, he dropped one song and dipped.
Rick is still touring.
Oh, no way.
Is he really?
Oh, he's going back on tour. Like, yeah. Dude, he still sells 1,000 tickets. Like, he's still doing fucking great.
That's got to be the only song, right? Does he
come
have other ones?
Dude, you're not a real Rick Astley fan like
me? Come on,
absolutely not.
You're not part of the RA
Name
fan
one song
club?
Besides Never Gonna Give You Up.
You know what I mean? It's like, you didn't let me answer, dude.
I'm listening.
It's crazy. So
it's crazy,
do your research.
Yeah, come on. You're like Ryan from The Office where he's like...
Smokey Robinson.
So many songs.
Tracks of My Tears.
Yeah, I mean...
What other songs do you know? I mean, like, what?
So many.
What are you know?
Yeah. Back to the Breaking Bad. You know that the woman who lives there now at the house, she's like an absolute like nightmare. She'll sit on the corner and like yell at everybody. It's like you buy a house like that. You gotta, it's like buying OJ's house and being like, you know, not expecting people to drive by, which by the way, that's what I've been in. That Netflix documentary, or it's not Netflix, but it's the FX one. OJ. Or People versus O.J. Simpson.
Is it good?
That was great.
Hell yeah.
And I'm so into that now that I'm out here, like these true crimes. L.A. is so wild. It's like the Wild West. There's so many weird crimes that happen out here.
Dude, one of the first shows we did when I moved here was like two houses away from that Menendez brothers murder.
Yeah. We had a release party at this like mansion in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
For my first EP. And we could see the Menendez brothers' house. Like, you could look from the front, from the driveway.
You just knew
and see
it was
it.
That house.
You just, yeah, it was like everybody knew it.
Yeah, everybody knew it. Yeah.
And people live there now.
Yeah. How do you, I don't know.
There's slaughters in that house.
Yeah. it's like the Nicole Brown condo right there. My friend lives like a quarter mile from that. I'm like,
really?
Man. And it's all the same. They didn't really change much. They just changed the address. And then, but people drive by every day, you know, just to
see it.
Yeah. It's chilling almost because that was such a crazy thing.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. So
murder houses, dude. There's only like a few people murdered here at the balcony. So
right, yeah. I wondered about that. You know, you don't. I'd never met you before. I was like, am I walking into something?
What'd you laugh at?
Did I laugh? I didn't laugh.
Yeah. Wait, do you guys think you could for real like live in a murder house?
No, I don't think so. Can't. At all.
What about the Nicolas Cage New Orleans house?
What's that about?
Oh, the LaLaurie Mansion.
Yeah.
Someone got killed there?
Oh, yeah.
That Nicolas Cage did?
No, it was a... I'm forgetting the story now, they but it was a... Declaration wasn't like of Independence. A slavery thing?
Yeah, it was a slave that was killed.
Not Nicolas Cage, but...
Oh, wow.
Basically, this woman, something LaLaurie was her name, and this house is right in the middle of the French Quarter, and we're massive New Orleans fans. Mm-hmm. We go all the time. We've actually done a New Orleans French Quarter balcony podcast there. It's pretty dope. Anyway... Sorry.
Had to flex. Hot minute.
Something Laurie was her name, and she basically kept... It's this giant mansion. It's a beautiful like house. She kept... Might be a little bit off, so don't give me shit if you hear this. Kept some slaves up in the top and like tortured them.
Ugh.
And... obviously ended up killing them, and then a little girl tried to run away one time and jumped from like the fourth floor and like obviously fell to her death, and the place is like haunted from her ghost, and it's like really haunted, and of course who buys it but Nicolas Cage.
That guy is something else.
We're a Nicolas Cage stan podcast. He's also the craziest motherfucker alive.
I've seen some stuff, yeah, where he's just
he's
on
he's
one always.
Actually insane out which of his is mind. Fantastic.
He owns the weirdest most peculiar things ever. He owned that house. He owned a shrunken head, a real shrunken head, Egyptian tombstone,
the Declaration of Independence.
Maybe hey. Really. I bet he would actually try to steal that in real life at some point.
Yeah, he's been plotting ever since that movie.
Yeah,
how to make it happen.
He knows exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
So. Can you imagine he goes in there? He's like doing the same thing. He's got the same actor, Riley, helping him out. He's like testing the temperature of the declaration. So he puts lemon juice on it. Oh, he gets arrested in 30 seconds.
Right. Yeah, he gets arrested immediately. He's like, why didn't it work?
Yeah.
I almost watched it. We were looking for a movie last night to watch, and I almost watched his new movie, I Gotta Tread Lightly, because my friend is like the second build. And I just couldn't get past Nicolas Cage with an axe killing like a mascot of a theme park.
Oh, no.
It's called Willy Wonderland. I will watch it for my friend Emily, but I couldn't last night. I wasn't in the place to watch axe murder by Nicolas Cage.
I get
Cage.
That. You know what you mean? Have to, yeah, you have to be.
So I watched A Quiet Place instead.
Okay.
Get up excited for the second one. That one's going to be sick.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
It is time for an ad. Hey, today's episode is brought to you by Dezo. Dezo is not just your average spiked seltzer. It's actually pioneered a new category. Spiked super fruit water. That's a pretty cool name. While all these other companies focus on minimizing impact, like lowest calories, lowest carbs, whatever, Dezo provides you with health benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, antioxidants. Also, this is really dope. They use gluten-free vodka, not some weird malt liquor you never heard of. With Dezo, you know exactly what you're putting in your body. Get respectfully wild with Dezo Spiked Superfruit Water. Also, listen up. Stop what you're doing. Do you like free stuff? This is huge right here. If you want some free Dezo, head to thefutureofdrinking.com and then click sign up for early access. All you have to put is your name, your Instagram handle, and of course your referral. Wins Lunch Podcast. And you, yeah, you could win a free giveaway. Must be 21 plus. Dezo, the official drink of Wins Lunch. Now back to the show.
So they got to be quiet the whole time, huh?
You haven't seen the first one?
No.
It's really great, yeah. I think. Like, great writing. Yeah, and
I always love seeing those TikToks where there's like a kid that rips ass in the theater. It's all quiet. It's dead quiet. And everyone's like, you can't help but laugh, you know? But so there was enough there to make a second one.
It was really popular when the first one came out. That was, I think John Krasinski directed it, correct?
Oh, I think so. He's a talented dude.
Yeah, and obviously starring in it. And then And then, and like I said, it did really well, and they're doing the second. Well, the second one was supposed to come out over a year ago, I think. Like, it was going to be a
COVID release.
It was going to be a COVID release, and then they had to push it all the way back. But the first one, well, I don't want to spoil it for you in case you see it, but
You know what? I watched like a minute of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know where. I think it was on a plane, and it was one of those things where I was like, I'm just not in the mood. Like, I'm on a plane.
Tough.
Yeah, that's I don't want to be jumping. By the way, quick story about planes. I'm not nervous on planes, but like, takeoff and landing is when I'm kind of like, all right, like, I'll just be a little like, I'm aware.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, just making sure everything's.
My last flight, I've been hopping back and forth from Michigan a little bit just for family matters, you know, and like, sure. I had my best friend get married. So I had to fly back, and I was the best man and stuff. And
congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm still alone and lonely, but.
Yeah, that's still a cool thing to get to be a part of.
You give the speech and stuff, you know, and dude, I flew back and. I was on, you know, the time change sucks. Like,
sure.
Especially going there or coming back here is great because you only lose like an hour. And it's like you get back, you leave, whatever, you're back at 9 p.m. when you leave at 7. But on the way in, like to Michigan, I was just saying, like I was watching A Quiet Place on the plane. I had turned it off. Wasn't the mood for an airline.
Nuh-uh. One time I watched Snakes on a Plane on a plane.
Oh, of course.
Hell yeah.
That's but go ahead.
But I'm like on no sleep, you know. I flew in on a Friday, and like when you go there, you lose like 8 hours.
The whole day.
Right. Yeah, the whole day. So I wake up on Saturday morning. I had like 3 hours of sleep, and then I have the wedding. That goes to the break of dawn. And then on the way back, I'm in a deep sleep. Like, this is great. But I had earplugs, the eye mask. I've never done that. Neck pillow. I splurged. Well,
you were like all the way.
I was out.
So you had a mask on and an eye mask. So your face was covered.
Completely covered. Like, it was almost sketchy. Like,
someone sat down on you. They thought you were the seat in the blanket.
The whole face, ears, everything. All my senses were gone. I was Helen Keller.
You wake up.
What year is it?
You're in Jeepers Creepers.
No, but the thing was, dude, I was in such a deep sleep that when this plane landed, you're not expecting anything when you're in a deep sleep.
Yeah.
Those wheels touch, and it was a little bit of rough thing. Screamed like, oh! Straight out of scream. I take the earplugs out, the mask. Everybody's staring at me. I'm like, we made it. It's just like, you know,
just pumped.
Whitest thing ever clapped. But like, straight up screamed. And
that's fucking awesome,
man. So now I'm scared to sleep on planes, but like, I have to because like, it's such a, you know, you go that far east, you gotta sleep.
Were you
a little bit.
Were you at least in first class?
No, dude.
Oh, man.
I made it that big. I'm in coach. Oh, no. Like, my car, dude, it cost more. I shipped my car out here because I didn't want to drive. And I had to be out here at a certain date. It cost more to ship it than it was worth the car, but had to do it, you know?
Yeah, the drive is... I mean, we're used to the drive because we have done... We've gone around the country so many times.
Used to it.
But that's like a three-day thing.
Yeah, I just didn't have the time. I had to get out here.
You know? Oh, right, because you probably had to start work on, like, Monday.
Yeah. When I signed the deal, they're like, get out here. So, anyways, I'm so excited for when we connect now on, like, a business level. It's going to be so much fun coming to the studios. You should be the first. I've never had an artist into the studio yet. You should be the first.
Dude,
just come by.
I will do it literally ASAP. You let
Memorial
me know.
Memorial Day special.
I will be there. Tomorrow sounds good.
Yeah, right. Honor our troops.
This actually comes out tomorrow. This podcast.
Does it?
Yeah.
Who's editing this?
Me.
You edit all this? Or
I
do. You take much out, or do you like...
It just depends. I mean,
it depends if I say something truly horrible, which I haven't yet. So
you'd be really surprised because...
You're on a different island right now, man.
You are on a different
floating
island.
On cloud nine.
We have had some really raunchy guests on that we've had to cut out. I mean, there is some shit said on here. Yeah, meta. I don't think we cut one thing from that.
No,
wow.
Like, not even the mini breaks or anything. Mm-hmm. But there's some guests, like, usually other musicians, like we've had a couple rappers that are just out of pocket, just out of control. Like, their stories are, they go into detail about, like,
oh no,
some crazy shit, and we're like...
You know, some of that's good.
Well, I think it's, like, important to not feel like you have to be censored, and then we can just cut it out later. Like, that's,
yeah, of course.
That's
I would thing. Much rather it that way. Much rather people feel
have a real combo and
have
then
fun
we can just,
and then
oh, we'll cut it out. Posts everything. The guy gets arrested for abuse. There's something to that because, like,
I robbed a bank and killed four people.
Yeah, we'll cut that out. Breaking news.
right.
But there's a thing.
Soldier boy.
There's something. Oh, my gosh. No, seriously. I had an interview the next day or the day of, and the morning of the interview, he got all this terrible press. Like, he beat this girl, sadly, and she was pregnant. It was really bad. But, like,
oh, but so did you ask about it?
did I ask?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, so you were being dubbed OJ 2.0. We'd love to know what the no, by the way, cut this. No. No, but there's something to that with like Howard Stern. I don't know if you like know of him at all. Like,
oh yeah, I've listened to a lot and I love his you know, movie, his
yeah, a little bit before our time, but like the dude obviously, just gets them to open up. Like these people will talk about their terrible childhoods and stuff, and like I don't know what it is. So there's something to it, and it's, you know, he's obviously in podcast form. He's not on terrestrial radio anymore, but there's some skill to that. So I do like when you can keep it open and stuff. But yeah, if they're incriminating themselves, that's what you got to cut it out.
Incriminating or just be, like bad you know, image. Bad image. Like I'm obviously like. Not worried about myself ever saying anything or doing anything to be in canceled, in quotations, whatever that means. But other people don't
never know.
Other people, you never know, and other people say some crazy shit. And,
right.
And also, like, if I'm affiliated with it, I'm very careful about that.
For the record, I did not use the Soulja Boy interview. I cut that out real fast.
For the record,
yeah,
we didn't do it.
No, he's got to figure that out, but. Had some bangers. He's a guy who, that's the one I was talking about, where he like makes songs now. He's thinking about TikTok because he had that She Make It Clap. And it's, you know, She Make It Clap.
Yeah.
He's like, now he's like, oh yeah, if I can make it TikTok viral, I'm going to write it for it. So he's like,
I feel like.
He's smart though, but.
Well, I feel like there's some sort of like, for me, you're right, that like that doesn't work for
song singer-songwriter type of.
I would say for most people it doesn't work, but there are some people who, and if you ask like the artists that, would write for TikTok, I would say Soulja Boy is the perfect blueprint for that.
He's just a trendsetter guy. Like he
exactly.
The Gucci band, the Drake interview. Like he knows what he's doing all the time. Especially when it comes to abuse. No, sorry, cut that out.
No, that's funny.
Yeah, okay. It's comedy. Don't cancel me, please.
It's fine.
As long as
you can get canceled for anything, though. Like,
I know. Do you worry about that?
I did a TikTok with Lil Nas X, and man, I lost about 10,000 to 20,000 followers.
For what reason?
You know, coming from country and a very like Christian background stuff, a lot of them were like, it was around the time Montero, the video came out where he's twerking on the devil. Yeah. But like,
did you take it off?
No, of course not. It was like, because again, it goes back to that moral thing where like, I'm not looking to Lil Nas X for my advice on life and stuff. And it's like, he plays so many characters. It's like, he doesn't really worship the devil, guys. But a lot of people, you know,
well, that's why I think, yeah, that's silly. It's like, you don't think he goes to like, a temple and worships the devil? Like, are you
right?
Or do you think he has a very smart business sense and a really funny sense of humor, and he's also like wants his stuff to be seen? Like, he's wild.
Yeah,
but I bet he's a really great, nice guy.
Oh, well, exactly what you mentioned about like thoughtful.
Yeah,
like those people. Like, he's so thoughtful and he's so like just like sweet and kind guy. But you know, he knows how to play it. Like, he didn't really put blood in those sneakers sold out. You know, and like he plays so many characters. Anyways.
But it was trending.
It was. Through the roof.
Yeah. So he knows what he's doing.
He's killing it.
Yeah. And even did he end up getting sued by Nike for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's like probably a business move for him.
Yeah. They weren't supposed to be like a part of it, but he said like they were obviously like Air Force, whatever. And they can't have that image. Like,
Air Force Bloods.
Air Force Bloods. Oh, man.
Yeesh. That one's good.
Sheesh.
It's another TikTok.
I hate it so much. And I start. Like, all the way back to, you remember when, like, swag was a thing in, like, 2009?
Yeah, yeah.
I would say it ironically, and then I started saying it, like, that's swag. So now, like, I'm starting to say sheesh, and I'm like, dude.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, lit, I still say lit.
Lit? Yeah.
All the time.
There's a time and place, like, where I'm like, oh, God, I don't know. There's where trends die. Like, if I said swag now, people would be like, this guy's 40. And it comes into play a lot on the radio because I got to relate to these young listeners.
This is swag.
Yeah. And that's the word Soulja Boy gave me for the random word game. He's like, oh, that word is swag. I'm like, oh, God. So I don't think I'm going to use it, obviously, for other reasons. But lit is, like, almost on that border where it's like, it's lit. Like, unless it's you're Travis Scott, you can only, yeah.
Right.
You know.
Dude, the headline on CNN the other day was, summer's about to be lit
it's
or something
over.
Like
no
that.
One really? Can use
I anymore. Swear to God. Yeah. It was just like, what is CNN doing?
This is Anderson insane. Cooper, it's lit.
Yeah. Seriously, like, I'm not kidding. That's what it was. It was insane.
I've been saying send it.
That's another good one, though.
But I feel like. Like that's sort of like broken the douche barrier, and you can kind of say that as like a regular person now. Like
send it.
Sometimes you just got like you literally have to just like send it.
What's that Nelk boy thing? Full send.
That's well, that's where it comes from, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So maybe it is. Maybe it didn't break the barrier yet. Maybe I'm still.
But sheesh is getting there, where everyone in the world has to go, sheesh, you know, it's too much. So yeah, we'll see where that one ends up.
I do it now and I hate it.
Yeah.
Also, there was a thing, I spent like 4 months straight in the UK at the end of 2017. And over there, they did this thing where they went, jeez.
That's the most UK thing ever.
Jeez.
Jeez, mate.
Jeez.
That's not it, but yeah.
They were like, jeez. Or they went, jeez.
They started it, you think?
So it's like the same thing, but this one's sheesh.
Interesting. I didn't know about that, dude, about the UK stuff.
Dude, I was tweeting like, this shit's crazy. Jeez. Like all caps. People were like, what are you doing?
How do you spell that? J-E-E-Z?
J-E-E-Z.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a rapper.
With an exclamation point. I know. It's Young Jeezy's.
Young J-E-E-Z.
Label mate.
Man,
hell yeah! I'm
speaking of the UK, are you a fan of the show The Circle? Do you know that show?
Yeah, but I've never watched.
Never
it.
Watched.
It?
I know watched it. That at mm-hmm. all. It's like a social media game show where you go on and you try to be this influencer and stuff. Right. And it's like you think it'd be really cheesy and like, oh man, it's just like all fake stuff. But like, and there's a element to that. But it's a really good show. It's like interesting to see how people, like kind of the perception on social media and how you can like play into people. It's really cool. You can catfish on the show. You can do whatever.
Wow.
I got invited to be on it. And I think I'm going to do it because,
dude, you should definitely,
you know,
do it.
It's Netflix and those people blow up on social. So it's like a good business move too. So like,
it's also just good because it's a job. Like you're going to get paid to be on the show.
I don't know if it is. I think it's like a game show. Like you win money.
Yeah, you could.
You want to be my agent?
Dude, yeah. I'll go to Netflix.
My deals. But it's a really fun show.
I know what you mean though. It's there's nothing negative about that.
Yeah.
Like 100% you should do that.
Even if you get kicked off the first week, you're still like that guy that got sent home first and like, I feel bad. I'm following.
Also, like you got to, yeah, that, but you got like, you're not going to lose followers from it. You're not going to lose, you know, interaction from it. It's just an exciting, cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it sounds fun.
You'll be the first radio DJ to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I'm hoping the TikTok thing sends me through because they reached out to me about it and I had to do the whole, like, you have to like send a video about like what you do, what your personality and stuff. But like, yeah, I think it'd be awesome. I think it'd be fun to do the radio show from The Circle. Like if I could break some, I don't know if there's a rule with that, but like, I don't talk to people. I just do my thing from their little closet or whatever they, whatever you have to do it from. Cause you're in this hotel type of apartment complex for the duration of it. I think it's like 2 weeks filming or whatever that you're in there competing and then you go home. But yeah, I hope that works out. It'd be a lot of fun. So
that sounds awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's like a really cool opportunity. There's like all those random shows on Netflix that are cool. That you would never watch unless it was like on like the trending page, like Love Is Blind, all those kind of like things.
My gosh, that was something.
It was wild.
Love Is
Blind. It was all those things are so wild and like they're not necessarily good.
Mm-mm.
Some of them are great.
Too Hot to Handle. You a fan of that show?
That's
all?
What I'm saying. I know. Like obviously, like Harry's from there, and all that kind of stuff. But I've never actually watched an episode.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
Yeah. But I could. Like, I used to be really into The Bachelorette and The Bachelor. I used to love it.
What steered you away from it?
Honestly, I just don't have cable anymore because I was like, why would I have cable?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, shit.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen. He's back.
I was in South Africa. I've somehow fallen into acting. I don't know how.
Really?
Just became an actor. Am I an actor yet, would you say?
Yeah. What have you been in?
You got paid to do it, so.
Well, I was in a Netflix movie that comes out, can't say when it comes out, but it comes out pretty soon.
Ah.
And then I just did a TV show in Hawaii.
Okay.
But anyway, I was in South Africa doing this Netflix movie.
Outer Banks season 2, I can see it.
God, dude, it'll be so tight.
Your Chase's villain.
Yeah, right. I'm like the guy that's like, time's up.
Time's up,
John B.
The pirate treasure's mine.
Just John B is literally, it's so funny because John B, like Chase Stokes is 29, but he plays a 16-year-old.
Yeah, 16.
And I love that.
Me too.
That is hilarious.
Even the girls, like 24, 25. The
dude, they're all
old.
like mid, late 20s. Time's up, John B. You and your crew.
Lunch is served.
I have on like one of those like franchise hats backwards. I have on like a Charleston, whatever their baseball team is.
Ralph Polo.
Like, yeah, Polo.
Polo on.
Do that dip thing.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
The Time's click. Up, John B.
My name's Gary V. Or wait, that's a guy.
My name's Gabe. Turn around before you get hurt.
Gabe, last I'll name Itch. Can you imagine? That's the character.
Mr. Itch.
Gay bitch.
What was I saying? Oh, we were... sorry.
You're in a show.
I was doing a Netflix movie in South Africa. I'm there, and we're quarantined in this wine farm. It was wonderful. It was
wine
amazing.
Farm?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Vineyard? Or
it was a vineyard, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Wine farm.
I called it a wine farm.
A grape... a grape roundup.
It was like a stable of grapes.
A grape stable.
They feed them and stuff.
But it was like a 5-star resort. And for some reason, like Netflix ran out the whole thing. So we had this like whole, everybody quarantined, like the workers quarantined. We all did that. So we had a lot of time on our hands. So myself and another guy in the movie, Tim, he's an actor from the UK. He's in the movie too. What the fuck is the last name? Timothy
Chalamet?
Yeah.
No way.
Dude, why can't I think of
Timothy Allen?
Oh.
Some Wild Hogs.
Timothy Allen. I've never heard his name.
I can't believe I forgot his last name, but it's Tim Renouf.
Wild Hogs.
Timothy Renouf. And so every Monday night we would watch The Bachelor.
Wow.
In his room with some wine and a stray cat.
Kind of sounds fun.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Wild Hogs.
And we had a great time. Wild Hogs.
We had a great time, comma, Wild Hogs.
Hashtag Wild Hogs.
William H. Macy.
Is it the director of Wild Hogs?
No, he's in it, dude.
Oh, he's in Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs, yeah. Martin Lawrence. Wild Hogs, John Travolta.
Yeah, John Travolta. Who's the guy? Who's the guy from, what's the game? He's
Ray Liotta. Liotta. Shout out Ray Liotta.
Burn down the diner. That guy
is
too aggressive.
Burn down the diner.
Oh, man.
Shouts to Wild Hogs, dude. Where's Wild Hogs 2?
I thought there was one, no?
I think there might be.
Oh, I'm thinking of the movie Old Dogs with Robin Williams and John Travolta. Another great movie.
Wait, okay, so what's Wild Hogs called? It's going to be Wild Hogs 2, like Wild Hogs 2, Back on the Road.
Okay.
Wild Hogs 2, The Last Expedition, or like, no.
It's Wild Hogs 2, The Last Ride.
The Last Ride.
Sure,
or,
yeah.
They might be doing Fast and Furious. They come out with 9, so like it could
I'm in.
Yeah. All of them. They're all still around, right?
I fucking loved Wild Hogs. I think it's a great movie. It's obviously cheesy, but it's a fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Was that the actor you mentioned? The one who's like the nerdy one? What's his name? The nerd one where he has the glasses.
Yeah,
split
William
in the
H.
Middle.
Macy. Okay, William H. Macy. Yeah.
Oh, I think of him now. I totally associate with Shameless now. Right. Now I'm like, oh, it's ruined. But what a great actor.
Yeah, he's in so much.
He's got range.
Like, John Travolta's great in it, and like Martin Lawrence is hilarious. His wife like is like really like strict, and it's just so
good. Classic Martin Lawrence.
Yeah. His wife's always strict. And he's always trying to stay out of trouble.
We need a Young Hogs, where it's like you play Travolta easily. You're the Travolta character.
Yeah. I want to be Young Travolta though, because once Travolta, I would say like 36 and over. Not in
Ball
for
Travolta.
Not into like
once he was in Hairspray.
I'll play Martin Lawrence
as the mom.
As the mom, which
you'll,
was pretty.
You'll be Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, questionable. You know, or like what's the? What's that?
That's a questionable casting choice.
You know, it's just range. You can,
we'll change the name to Mark Lawrence.
Mark Larry.
Mark Larry.
There's so many quotable lines from that movie. Remember when Tim Allen's like, "I saw you butter right off the stick," and he just chomps it. It's like, man, they are wild. Oh, the dude
this shit is aptly named.
Absolutely wild. The dude craps in a bag.
Yes.
Like, he didn't want bears to get to it.
Are they naked in like a swimming hole together?
Yeah.
Oh, and the gay cop keeps showing up.
Oh, right. Who is that? Who plays?
I don't remember this part.
He's very like cameo, like, always cameoing.
Yeah, he's trying to like, guys, I gotta look this up while we're here.
Yeah, let's do it. Remember, they're swimming and the kids show up and then the kids grab his junk.
Yeah.
That was pretty edgy. Wild Hogs should have won more awards.
I think it was rated PG too.
Yeah, it was a family movie. You got a dad.
I forgot about that. That's right.
They probably changed it from a kid to a dad just for legal reasons.
Oh, it's the cop. He's in so much, but I don't know if you know his name, but it's John C. McGinley.
Okay.
Him. Okay. Yeah.
He's in so much.
Scrubs.
That's right.
Right. He's in Office Space. He's in.
Oh, yeah.
He's in everything, it seems like. Point Break. He's in the.
What?
He's in Rob Schneider's The Animal.
Sick.
Point Break's hilarious. He was the surfboard.
Yeah, he was the surfboard. He did a really great job. He's in Are We There Yet and Are We Done Yet, both with
Ice Cube.
But yeah, that was so funny. Movies. Shouts to Wild Hogs. That fits in with the Wynn's Lunch brand.
Oh yeah,
very well.
Very, very well.
Any Nicolas Cage movie for sure. Unironically, National Treasure is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, what'd you think about the second one? Did you liked it? As good? Pretty good?
I thought it was very good.
Yeah,
not quite as good as the first one, but like
I thought it was good.
Yeah, there were so too. Many aspects, like when he went to like the president's house and like
kidnapped.
Like I love
that. Very Nicolas Cage-esque. He could be doing that. He goes to Joe Biden. He could probably coerce him.
I don't know if it'd be that hard.
No.
I think he could do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got to figure it out, dude.
We got to figure this thing out. This shit's getting
politics
tough.
Here.
We got to figure this
in
thing
general.
Out.
But acting, on a serious note, harder, easier? Like, is it just something you're naturally gifted in?
I wish I could I would love to answer that. I'll answer this question now, but I want to answer it again. And like
when it comes out.
Yeah.
Is it a serious acting role?
Well, one was a lot easier than the other.
Okay.
One was closer to my life, which was actually a little bit harder. And the other was so far away that it was so weirdly natural, like a little bit upsettingly natural.
Gabe,
like to where the director was like,
Gabe from Outer Banks. All right, Tommy,
time's up.
Just like a Hawaiian shirt unbuttoned,
all
one
way.
Button.
Tommy Bahama all the way.
Yeah, Tommy Bahama all the way. Just a little bit scruff.
But
you can't
say if there were serious roles, like it was comedy, anything like that. You could say that.
Nothing like serious. Serious. One is like very real to my life. Like very. Close.
I don't know what that means. I don't know the life.
Think about what I
teen.
Do.
Oh, okay. So musical. Okay, gotcha. Something, you're in a musical. You're in Hairspray 3.
I wish. That'd be awesome. I wish more than you know.
Yeah.
But one is definitely like more whatever. The other one that's very easy is it's a little funny and it's like weird and creepy. It's just a very unique character. That was easier and more like even more fun. It's an Amazon series that I did, and I loved it so much.
Which was better, Amazon or Netflix? For
like working wise,
yeah. Well, working conditions,
they beat me in both.
Yeah, I tied you up.
No, but both were like better in different reasons. Like
all your stuff was shipped like the night of.
Everybody treated me really well. Here's the thing about the acting. Industry in the music industry. The music industry, they're like, yo, you got this gig, get there. The acting industry, they're like, hey, you got this job. We'll fly you there first class, put you up in the sickest, most amazing place ever.
Right.
And you get money for food every day.
Wow. I didn't know it was that. Well, I guess I could see that until you're like,
well, I mean, like,
you know,
obviously, like, what, you know, the people that I bring on tour with me, they obviously get their meals paid for and stuff, and like, they get paid, but we're driving around the Sprinter, like we're for this and I always talk about this probably on the podcast, but when we did that South Africa movie, I was in this like apartment suite in the sky. Like I was in this Emirates flight, like in this bed in a plane, and it was just I was like, I don't need this. This is crazy. I want it. It's crazy.
The Wakanda-esque, like very.
Dude, it was out of control.
Wow. Sick.
Yeah, I did not watch A Quiet Place.
That, yeah.
All right. No, one or two, but you've seen.
Yeah, I did not scream when we landed.
Oh, man.
But I have before. I've been asleep, and when the wheels hit the ground, I'm like, duff!
Yeah.
Because it's jarring, right?
I mean, I thought we were going down. You don't expect to feel stuff when you're in the air. And like that, it felt like 2 minutes. I slept 3 hours. You know, it's a 3 hour flight or four maybe. And I was in such a deep sleep. It was so fast and just. You feel those wheels touch, you're like, we're going down. It was terrifying. And all my senses are shut off.
Right, right.
I have a face mask.
Yeah,
I have an eye mask.
Your entire face is covered.
You have a head cast.
Your neck thing. Yeah, you're
literally
wearing
a
race I am.
Bag over your head.
Yeah. Like I feel like it's extra loud with earplugs in because everything's, you know, so in your head.
Just hear the
down.
Blood in your legs.
Yeah. Nuts.
Well, I think it's time. I think it's about time to ask that fabled question.
Oh, man.
That fabled question?
Fatal question.
This is
where you die.
This is where you die.
This is where we die.
Yeah.
Have a nice death.
No, we just like to end all these with just to give one word to describe our days today.
Mm. Our day?
Individually. But we could do a collective word.
Okay.
We could all try to guess what we're all going to say.
Three,
two, one. Lunch.
I didn't think of one, dude. Bugs and lunch. What'd you guys eat?
Bugs is
bugs
something
for lunch.
Yeah. I want to say wild hogs. Yeah,
why didn't I say Tim
set
Allen?
The tone for the day?
Like one word to describe like your day from when you woke up to now.
Oh man, it's
mine was I'll go
spontaneous. It's been everything's been you know everything's been that was
very nice.
That was us kissing right there. If you for the audio,
wild ass kiss.
I would be bruised tomorrow.
He'll be bruised.
Bruised. Oh man. Sick. Yeah, I had brunch. I mean, let's go back. I had brunch. It was a chill day. Watched the NBA playoffs. Came over here. That's all it was. You know, I mean, I had to get. I had a meeting and stuff with my agent and just different stuff like that. So it was, nice. It was very like, and that was all spur of the moment too. So very spontaneous day. Bugs. Where'd all the bugs come from?
Oh, you go know, next.
Bugs. I said lunch, but that was the first thing I could think of because I am hungry. But
yeah,
I'm gonna go with. I'm going to go with satisfying.
Interesting. Why?
I think.
I came my pants. I'm sorry. Well, for a podcast. I'm sorry. You got edited out. I'm sorry.
I murdered upwards of 95 crows. So that would be.
Edgar Allan Poe over here.
So that's what really did. Really
he's a giant Edgar Allan Poe fan.
No, it was just. I don't want to. We don't have to get into it. Long story short, I thought that. Some situations of the day were going to be worse than they were, and then they all ended up being.
You thought
okay.
This was going to suck?
No, not this at all. It was different things, but and they all worked out. So
great,
it was satisfying. Yeah.
The bugs come from.
I didn't think of my word yet. Bugs was just a fake word.
Either Bugs Bunny or like the moth that flew by mid podcast. There's a lot going on.
Dude, I don't know what my word is at all. This has never happened to me. I never froze.
You got it.
Like
don't even think. Three, two, one. You got it.
Kill.
Oh my god. And goodbye. Thank you for inviting.
I would say that my word. This is so dumb, but chill.
It's a good.
I got a little. I worked on some music. I went through a bunch of old clothes, and I'm going to send to Goodwill. And I'm doing a fun podcast.
Yeah,
it was
that's
good.
Definition of chill.
Yeah, a great day. A great day.
Hell
and
yeah.
And nobody has work tomorrow, so I'm going to do 50 tequila shots and
start it now.
Do some sprints.
Oh my god!
Right?
You ever go to the gym drunk? Like,
I had one time.
Yeah,
it was New Year's of 2019, like going into 2020, and I was obviously like we were wasted until like 5 a.m. My one rule was. On January 1st, I'm waking up at 8 a.m. Oh, and I'm running 6 miles.
Jesus.
3 hours
Christ.
Ain't enough to get through the
3 hours, woke up, felt fantastic. Because I'm still drunk.
Yeah.
So I felt great. So I went to the gym, did like 30 minutes on Stairmaster, ran 4 miles.
Oh, God.
And then I like got home and I was chilling.
Really did,
and I was like, why do I feel?
I
just felt horrible the rest
of
the day.
A bag of shit.
But
yeah,
I ran 6 miles. Like with.
But you
crazy.
Stuck to your word, which is honestly honorable.
You don't want to start off the year with like, you know, sleeping.
Yeah,
just first, setting the tone.
Just day one. Right. Nah, I'm not doing it.
I don't know why, but I'm such a big like January 1st guy. And I know it's stupid. I know
first start. New Year's resolution.
New Year, new me.
Yeah. I like that too. I do that weekly though. Like literally, like I'm like I'll fall.
Monday's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is arbitrary, but it also, I mean, it works for people, you know? It's like who cares?
It does.
Like,
it works. Whatever
if
works.
If June 10th is like the day you decide that
start
you're going
to
stop drinking or whatever, then like
absolutely.
That's that.
And that's the message for the podcast.
Yeah. So June 10th.
coming up. It's coming up.
Where can the people find you on the old internet?
On the old internet, MySpace is Brew.
No, 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 the new internet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hotmail.com. I am me anytime. Oh, well, you know the Tiki Talk. I'm at Brew on the Radio. All the socials, really. Instagram. I don't use Twitter too much. Facebook, that's Spencer's realm. But
it's not. I don't know why I said that. I said Facebook.
Give me a like. smash that like button. I have a YouTube, but I don't really do anything on it. But like, I'm trying to build that. And
yeah, do some vlog.
I should have brought a thing. I got a whole vlog set up. They sent me
dude,
for
what
the
are
podcast.
You doing?
I don't know, dude. I feel like it's one of those pressure things. You know, you're like, we just got to do it one day. You just got to do it. Don't even post it. Just throw it away, but start doing it. You know?
I get it. With like the also, I know what you mean. Like with the wrong people, with us would have been great. But you could,
yeah,
you
right.
could roll in with the camera, like what up? And people
yeah.
are like, what are you doing, dog?
Yeah.
But again, back to your motto, you can't carry. You just got to like,
yeah.
Who cares? Just do it.
Yep. Just do it.
This would have been great. So we'll do it all again. Throw this out. Come back in an hour. Start over.
Hammered.
Yeah. 50 shots of tequila.
50 shots in.
Go to the gym.
Just ran 6
we'll watch
miles.
Watch Wild Hogs.
Sounds awesome.
Then a quiet place.
Do some sprints. We'll be on the radio together soon. I'm confident.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We definitely will. Thank you for coming on, dude.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
Spontaneity is best. We love brew. One last question for you. Gut reaction answer, right?
Ready?
To this?
To this question we're about to ask
ready?
You. No thinking. Just
okay, I'm ready. I got it ready.
3, 2, 1.
Surprisingly pleasant. Oh, I get it. We're supposed to say the podcast.
Brew on the radio.
That was it. That was it.
When's lunch? When's lunch? Oh no.